Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I'm taking a big sip of some coconut water and then I'm ready to go.
Welcome to the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget-Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
This is episode 56 of the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast. We are continuing with our series of cool people who have started businesses out of travel. And today I am happy to welcome Mark Vanderheiden to the show, who had a different business model in mind than making money. This is fascinating. He actually has been traveling since January 2014, essentially on trade, by using his creative background as a way to gain internships all over the world. And he calls himself the Backpacker Intern, and I can't wait to share his story with you. So, Mark, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you very much. Great to hear you again.
I know. So, you and I, okay, so those of you listeners out there who were listening last week, you know that I met Yasmin, who was the guest last week, in Turkey, and that's actually where I met Mark as well. We were on a press trip in Turkey together and got to travel to the far reaches of the mountains of Turkey, and that was just a few months ago, but it's great to hear your voice again.
Yeah, same.
And where are you right now? Because this is a beautiful question for you.
I'm in New Zealand, so I'm in Auckland. That's why I was a bit late for this interview, because of a little bit of a jet lag. So I'm like, oh man, I had this interview. Oh.
Yeah, because yeah. Where were you yesterday?
No, I was still here, but the day before I was in India, so it was a bit of I don't even know where in which time zone my body is now.
I hope you could find it soon. I can relate to that feeling. It's terrible. And the fact that you're here doing an interview, let's just hope we can get through it and that it sounds okay.
I always said like jet lags are for amateurs, but then I did this trip and I was like, nah, it's not for amateurs. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, I take it back.
Yeah. All right. He's on the record taking it back. So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit of, you know, who you are and where you come from?
Sure. So I'm born in the Netherlands and I used to work as a creative copywriter in advertising for about 6 years in Amsterdam. And about 2 years ago, I decided to flip the script. So I quit my job, left my apartment, and I gave my bed to an orphanage. And I bought an around the world ticket, rock and roll. But after that, I actually realized that I didn't have enough money to do all the things that I wanted to do, which is not that smart. But as a creative, I always think in solutions. So I actually, you know, my problem also became the solution. So I thought, like, you know, what do I really need to survive on a trip like this? Because I already had the flight tickets. And then I thought, you know, it's almost like the physiological needs of Maslow, like, you know, room and board to survive. And I was like, yeah, maybe I can just like exchange my skills that I learned from the last years for the only thing I need to survive, which is room and board. And I'm like, oh, that could work. And then I came up with the name, the Backpacker Intern, which was still available on all social media channels. So I claimed it, and I launched like a 1 minute video that I created with friends to explain the idea. And in a way, it got picked up by a lot of media, and I got more than 750 job offers from all over the world.
This is crazy. And I'm going to back up here for just a second before we get into that. Had you done much traveling before this?
Yeah, I did some countries. I mean, I was already like, I love traveling so much. Like 9 years ago was my first kind of big trip. I went to Peru with my best friend. And it was just like, you know, the people say like you get bitten by the travel bug. And that was for me the moment. Like I just still remember this moment that we were like hiking the Inca Trail. And our guide said, you know, it's around the corner. And we walked around the corner, and then, you know, there it was, like, you know, rising up between the mystical clouds, like, yes. you know, Machu Picchu, like yes. world wonder. And I was like, I had like goosebumps for about 10 mm-hmm. minutes, and I couldn't talk. I was like, wow, man. So there's so much, you know, gave me so much energy that I wanted to do it more and more. So,
okay. So when you did your round the world trip, then did you complete that? Like, was it after you got home that you kind of ran out of money, or were you in the middle of it when you needed a solution?
No, it was actually before. So I was just like, I wanted to go for 6 months. So I booked this around the world ticket for about 7 destinations. And so I started in Asia, and then, you know, a big part was in the US. So I started calculating, and I was like, oh, it's quite expensive in the US. So, yeah, but in the end, I'm still on the road. So it's, instead of 6 months, it's now almost 2 years already. So.
Okay, so that's what you started in January 14 was this round the world trip that you had, right?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
And so what happened with the video? Because I've seen this video and it's really well done. Did you have help with that?
Yeah. So I think there was also an advantage that I worked in advertising for a couple of years. So I created some, you know, different films for brands and charities and stuff. But I also have a lot of friends in the creative industry. So I owe this one big time to a couple of my friends, you know, like a director and, you know, editor and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
So they basically also offered their time and space, and also like a radio studio. They you know, did sound for free. And actually the voiceover is a woman who works at the radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Said, oh, I'll do it for you. And so it's, you know, people just love the idea and they wanted mm-hmm. to help me out. So I think that's like a good lesson, that if you have a good network and you actually, you know, have people who mm-hmm. trust you and who you help out, then they will help you out on a day that you need it. So.
Absolutely. And something that stands out to me was that you didn't just hold up an iPhone and selfie record yourself, you know, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that because I do that all the time. But I mean, you actually really put in the effort to make this really good. You must have had some sort of a grand idea around it to be able to say, okay, let's make this really good because this is going to work. Did you decide that, you know, that was going to be the case beforehand?
Yeah, it's funny because there were different, it's not like a one day or week project. I worked on it for a couple of months before I actually launched it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of struggles, like deciding what to do and what not to do. And I mean, it was not like super horrible. I loved the process, but it was actually a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. It's funny because I did like one version of the video. I did about 3 takes, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's cool. And then I actually showed it to one of my friends who was the head of production of Wyden & Kennedy. It's a really big, yeah. big agency. And he's a bit of like my mentor and a really good friend. So I know if I ask him for advice, especially on these kinds of things, then he will be really honest. So,
right. So
I showed it, and then he was like, yeah, it's cool. And then he said, but if you really want that this thing, you know, takes off and goes all over the world, you have to do it better. The first version was like, I was looking so serious into the camera, and because I was focusing, you know, I had the voiceover as a MP3 file on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like trying to time the, you know, throwing those. So I throw like signs on the same tempo as the voiceover on the floor made out of cardboard for people who don't understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
and then I was like, he's like, it has to be better. And I'm like, oh man. And I almost was running out of time, and I was about to leave. But I was like, I know he's right. So I did it again, and I asked my friend again, like, can you help me out? He's like, sure, well, let's do it. And actually, the night before, we had a Christmas party from a school where I was teaching. And then we had quite some drinks. So actually, on the video, I think I'm still drunk. And it was like take number 21 that was the perfect one. And we were like, yeah, we're so happy. And then we could finally go back to sleep.
That is hilarious. But at least you're out there doing it. And you said Christmas and you left in January. So this was kind of a lot, like you kind of threw this together just with the deadline of when you were leaving, right?
Yeah, I think I launched it like the 21st of December or something.
Wow, yeah.
And I left in the beginning of January. So yeah.
So did you have Let's see. Was your first destination an internship? Like, did you get something down before you even left?
Yeah, so the strategy that I used was, for instance, the first, thing is that I positioned myself as an intern. But of course, I'm actually a professional. I worked for 6 years.
Right.
But I did it on purpose because I thought it wasn't an easier way to get into a lot of companies. And it's like low expectations and then you can over deliver. And the other thing was that before I launched the video, I already arranged 2 internships.
Okay.
So to make it look credible, it was credible because of that. So if people would see the video, they're like, oh, that's an interesting idea or not. But if they would like it, they would check out the website. And they see like, oh, he's already going to Amnesty International in Bangkok and McCann, which is a big advertising agency in Thailand. Mm-hmm. I think that actually helped a lot. Because after that, other agencies and NGOs and brands were like, wow, we want to be part of this as well. And
Well, yeah, they're getting exposure. They're getting a smart person and they don't have to pay you. They're just giving you room and board, correct?
Yeah, I'm sort of a modern slave, I think.
So how has that worked out? What kind of accommodations have you gotten?
It's insane. Like, it's so wide. Like, it's from a floor in the favelas in Rio de Janeiro mm-hmm. until a 5-star hotel in Vegas, and wow. Everything in between.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And do they feed you 3 meals? Do you get a stipend or something for meals?
Also, always different. It was, mm-hmm. From street food or they gave me, the whole fridge was filled or not, or some people didn't even know that that was the deal. So in the beginning, I sometimes just paid for it myself because I thought it was stupid to ask for it. But then I was like, man, this is my payment. So I
right.
should ask.
No, and you're right about that.
Yeah. And but also like a lot of, big ass restaurants and just everything mm-hmm. or mom's cooking, and it was just
cool.
So fascinating. Yeah. And it was also like a world trip in food.
Yeah. Well, I always say that, one of the best things about travel is the food. It's an extremely tangible way to experience other cultures, So that's just like a bonus that you get there.
Definitely.
And so you had originally the 6-month plan from the beginning, but it obviously continued. But can you give me like a ballpark idea of maybe how much it did end up costing you, maybe like an average per month or something, since you were able to do it this way?
So I had some savings before I left. So it's a bit of a crazy idea, but I'm also not stupid, So I knew that I needed a backup. So I saved 10,000 euros. And I managed to survive with that for more than 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome.
I think in total in 2 years, it cost me about 20K or something in euros.
Yeah, but that's amazing. I know people who spend that in like a 5-day trip. So,
yeah. So I just because of that, I saved a lot of money, but I also used different ways to travel cheap or for free, I did couchsurfing, I did hitchhiking, or I take a bus instead of a plane, all that kind of stuff. There's so many ways to lower your costs.
Of course. Definitely. That's kind of what we're all about here.
Yeah. That's what you do, right?
That's what I do. I know. Anything to keep it going, right? You sacrifice things and it gets down to the needs, not the wants.
Exactly that. Yeah, and it's funny because at one point particularly, I was like almost broke. I was in Bratislava. And I was in this really sort of depressing apartment complex, and I was only had like 500 euros left on my whole account, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I doing? I was getting really depressed and stressed. But then I sort of, I got outside and I wrote everything I was thinking about. I wrote it down and just came up with a plan for the next few weeks, So then I found a freelance job. So in the daytime, I was working for room and board. And then in the evening and at night, I was working, to survive, to get some money.
Okay, so you did take some side jobs along the way?
Yeah, actually quite a lot.
Okay.
Also, just to survive. Because some people are like, oh yeah, you just travel the world for free, it's a holiday. It's not like that, you know. I really worked my ass off, like,
oh yeah,
a lot. So,
well, you're working. I mean, when a lot of people travel, they that's what I think vacation is when you're not working, you know. But you're not on vacation, it's just your lifestyle. You've just moved your life to the road. You're still working all the time, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good mix. I wouldn't say it's all the time, but I just I have to be honest that almost every day I'm you know, working on emails or mm-hmm. stuff like that, or some freelance stuff. Mm-hmm. But I also take time to enjoy. I mean, I'm not like, if I would only wanted to work, I would stay at home. But I also wanted to explore and, you know, meet new people and, you know, explore the place where I've been.
Right. So
it's a bit of a mix. Of course. Sometimes, you know, I can see a lot in a country, and sometimes I only see the office that I'm working in and then go to the next country. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I know that people listening out there are probably wondering how the heck this is going to be sustainable for you. And this is where the good stuff comes in. So we're going to change gears a little bit here, because some things have happened to you along the way that have been incredible for basically your life, for making this into something where you can actually create a profit off of it, which is the point in, you know, starting a business, etc. So, and one of those things was that you found yourself on stage, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of big stages, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, it already started from day one. So when I launched it, you know, like I said, the video got picked up, and I got an email from TEDx, like TEDx Teen in New York City. Mm-hmm. We want you as a speaker. What?
That's so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in Bangkok when the Bangkok shutdown was. So it was like a protest in the whole city. It was crazy with all the, you know, whistles and people screaming and a lot of noise. And I was trying to Skype with the, you know, the woman from TEDx. Mm-hmm. She's like, "What are you? Where are you?" And like, "I'm sorry, this is the only place with Wi-Fi." And it's crazy. But and then she said, like, "Yeah, we want to invite you because we really like your story." And then I said, "I didn't do anything, you know, where do I have to talk about? I don't know what I have to talk about." She's like, "Yeah, it's in 3 months, so you will have a lot of adventures." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not going to say no."
Yeah, no kidding. So, that's kind of scary, though. You're like creating the content as you go. Sure, I promise I'm going to have something in 3 months.
Yeah, I sort of had to do adventurous stuff. So I'm like, I was eating spiders, and I'm like, "I have to, you know, it's not that I want to, but I have to." That was fun.
When in Bangkok. So you started with this trip to the US for this TEDx Teens. Was that, do you mind if I ask you, was that a paid, did they pay you to speak there?
No, TEDx is more an honor. It's like a kind of a sort of a charity thing. I mean, it's a big name, you know, and it's a global stage. And,
yeah, no kidding.
They paid for the trip and like really nice hotel and like, you know, you meet all these amazing speakers, and I'm still in touch with them, you know.
It's, mm-hmm, it's just, of course.
It's they're lovely. So yeah.
And when did the White House come in? How did that come in?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I got this email in, I think, November or something, and it's like, "You're invited for a travel summit about studying abroad and global citizenship because you're one of the top 100 most influential travel bloggers in the world." And I was like,
"Thank you."
Yeah, but I didn't believe it, you know. It was a bit of a weird email. And so I thought somebody was, you know, sort of screwing me over, because I have a lot of friends in design. I was like, "Ah, I don't believe it." Mm-hmm. So I didn't reply for about a week. And then I sent like one sentence, like, "Okay, so who's going to speak?" And then I got this official reply, you know, with the whole eagle logo and like executive office of the president. I'm like, "Whoa, it's real."
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
So, it was, go ahead. Yeah,
just mind blowing. I mean, I was in Brazil, in Florianópolis, and I flew by São Paulo to Washington. Mm-hmm. I'd never been there, and I had like no expectations. Like, wow, it's so cool, you know? It's huge. And then, you know, we had a tour in the West Wing and an official Congress in the White House, you know. And I have this little card with the White House logo and then the Backpacker Intern. That's like the coolest thing I have, I think.
Yeah, I think you have a picture of that on your website, yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's really crazy.
That's really just cool.
You know, I was like, how can that happen? You know, like the White House, like, it's just, I still don't get it. But
Yeah, but
there were so many amazing people. Like you just mentioned Jasmine and Nathaniel, who's I think on the podcast as well.
Yeah. He's the next episode. He actually interviewed me. He came on and interviewed me two episodes ago for this. Yeah. And then his interview's next. So yeah.
Such a legend. Yeah, I mean, like so many amazing people. And then besides the travelers also, you know, the right hand of Obama, the right hand of Michelle, you know, National Geographic, Discovery Channel, Yahoo Travel, you know, the CEO is just so inspiring. And I was like, that actually gave me so much energy to keep going and working in this industry. So yeah.
That's so great. So beyond that, this is really cool. And I wanted to highlight this. This is actually a pattern that I'm noticing, because if you guys listened last week to Yasmin's interview, what she did was set out and kind of do her own thing and then decide that she wanted to make that available to other people. And I love that model. And this is something you're doing, because you went out and you set up this model for yourself where you're getting internships all over the world. You're getting experience. You're getting to, you know, have all of this new stuff for your portfolio, your resume. Plus, you've become a speaker on the way. You're gaining exposure. You have these websites, etc. And you have decided that you wanted to make this available to other people. And I love that. So tell us about Wander Brief.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I could have never imagined that, you know, this would be such a life-changing, you know, phase or in my life or idea. So I actually, from the beginning, I already had the idea to, if it works, I wanted to make it accessible for more people. So the first idea was to do backpacker interns. But then I actually sort of, you know, used all the lessons that I've learned from my project and all the good things, I transformed it into a business model. And basically, it's based on the insight that I discovered that a lot of people all over the world are stuck in routine, you know, because you see the same faces and the same places every day, while creativity and innovation thrives when you break the routine and when you have a fresh perspective. So every time when I came into a company, you know, it was actually a great tool that the company could use for internal projects and new prospects and you know, sort of the whole company lived up and got like its boost of energy. So, and it was like life-changing for me. So that's why I started Wander Brief. And the idea is that we connect creatives with companies worldwide, where you can exchange your creativity for accommodation.
For an internship, basically, right?
Yeah, it's not really an internship. It's more like a real task. So that's why I sort of made the transition from, you know, interns to... from backpacker interns to Wander Brief.
Okay.
So we're going to work on different levels. So we also want to do like consultancy and, you know, destination marketing and stuff like that. But we're going to start with just, you know, building our platform and start small with, you know, a so-called MVP or minimal viable product. But we want to make exchanges between creatives and companies. So it's like on a voluntary base. So you basically, there's a subscription fee and then you have access to the system that we're now building. Which we have to hurry, because I just spoke at the biggest design festival in India, and like our inbox is like exploding, like all these people, I want to be part of this.
Oh,
they're
no.
Like, we need to work harder.
Finish it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's really good news. People are really interested. Like, you know, big companies are emailing us and a lot of creatives. And so it's just mind blowing. Like, I was talking to this owner of a really big company in India, like a design studio. And he's like, yeah, we want to help you out. We really like the idea. And then they said, like, yeah, you know, we can if they come, we can give them a balloon trip and we take them to Taj Mahal, to Agra. And I was like, wow, you know, my mind opened up. Like, wow, it's going to be so cool. Like, the companies are going to be the host, actually. So they show around. You know, they can decide how far they want to go. If they just want to let them work, that's all good. And if they want to do more, that's even better, you know? So
I know how many people right now are listening to this and want to be part of this. I can feel it. I know that's my audience. So where can people go to learn more, and when will they be able to be part of it?
Yeah, so we just have now our sort of landing page, and we open up our social media channels. So that's probably the best way to go. So if you go to wonderbrief.com, you can actually leave your email address. And yeah, I think in the next weeks, or hopefully weeks, maybe months, you know, we will get back, and we actually need some advice and insights from, you know, the people as well, to see what, how we can help you guys the best. So we'll start with a survey soon, so we know what the needs are and you know, how we can help them the best. Mm-hmm. And then based on that information, we're going to fine tune it, and then start with our first wonder briefs. So basically, we're going to write the wonder brief together with the company, and then we'll just start, and we'll start small and slowly build it up, and then we're going to take over the world.
Yes. Brilliant. I love it. It's so brilliant. And maybe even, because we have about a month until this one goes live, so maybe by the time this goes live, you guys go to wanderbrief.com and check it out. Say hi to Mark. And and find out how you can get involved. So that's incredible. I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So I know what?
I'm happy for you as well.
Thank you. Thanks.
Maybe we have a wonder brief for you as well.
You might actually. We'll talk about that. Awesome. Well, I know that you actually have a job that you need to get to there in New Zealand, correct?
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm actually now running a bit late.
Okay.
But maybe if I mention them, that will be good. So it's actually Colenso BBDO. So it's a really big advertising agency here, mm-hmm. and it's actually my last internship probably.
Oh wow! And what are you doing for them?
Sorry.
What are you doing for them?
So I work in the creative department. So I'm not allowed to say on which clients, but I'm helping out with. Yeah, they have some pretty cool local and global clients. And I mean, the team is just so smart, and they have like technologists at the office who can just like code and create in front of your nose, and you see like things happening like, wow, man, I didn't even know it was possible. So, I get a lot of energy from it. And and actually the people there also really like Wonder Brief. So I'm sort of, helping more people based on my own project now with, you know, that they can have similar experiences and get creative people in from abroad as well.
Awesome. And how much longer are you there? And then you go home?
So I work there until Friday, and then I have about 4 days off. So I'm going to go to the north of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I've already been to the south, so I hitchhiked. I worked at UNICEF New Zealand before, mm-hmm. and I hitchhiked all the way down to Queenstown. Go to Queenstown. Yeah. It's just...
Your photos were amazing. Oh my gosh.
It's just unreal. Like, I love snowboarding, and it's just the most subliminal view I ever saw in my life. It's just, you don't believe it. And then on Tuesday I fly to Dubai, and then back to Amsterdam, and then fully focus on Wonder Brief and make it big.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, because I know it's precious. So go enjoy the rest of your internship in New Zealand, and thank you so much. And I'll make sure that there are links and everything to your video and your website and everything on the show notes page. So
sweet.
And we'll have to catch up in Europe sometime this fall.
Yeah, we will. Let me know. Always welcome.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right. All the best.
Thanks. Cheers.
Bye.
All right. There you have it. Thanks again to Mark for coming onto the show and sharing with us about Wonder Brief and how he started his business brilliantly out of basically following his passions around the world. I think that's so cool. So wanderbrief.com is live. You can go there and put in your email if you are interested in staying informed about what is going on there. And I do believe they are launching the beta version this week. So we are going to see that very soon. So get on that, and maybe that's an opportunity for you guys. And one last thing before I go, I just want to remind you that we have an amazing, engaging Facebook group for the Budget-Minded Traveler community. So if you have questions about travel destinations, you want advice, you want to share advice, maybe you've been somewhere that someone else is going to, check out that group, because there are new people every day, questions, threads going on. And it's a really great place to just kind of share, and you know that we're all kind of in the same community with the same mindset about budget-minded travel. So you can check that out at facebook.com/groups/the BMT community, or you can find it through the Facebook page. So yeah, I would love to see you there. And you can find show notes for today's episode at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/56. And that's it for today. So we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.
sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.